Hello, hello. This is Kinnick coming back to you for the 43rd Metroplexity podcast. So we've got some questions here, starting out with Al. First off, some questions for Old Town. Now that the Old Town question up, what are your plans for upcoming months? The next big thing that I want to do is the new hacking PvP system and formally... I'm not sure quite what the word is, but putting out to pasture of Oldos. So yeah, that's the big thing coming up, and obviously you've got Christmas. Hopefully some unearthly items. Although as I mentioned in the opening to the thread, Puyo has been pretty sick on and off and hasn't been able to keep up with the art, which has been problematic for the item that's supposed to be coming out. Well, would hopefully have come out last month, or in a couple of days this month, if we just purely skipped last month. And I obviously, one of those didn't happen, and the latter of those is looking pretty unlikely to. So I'll be getting that out as soon as I have art and it can come together. But once Novos PvP stuff gets sorted out, and I'll be doing lots of little things, lots of sort of rounding out Old Town. I don't expect to start on the downtown stuff like in the next couple of months. I would expect to see that early 2016. That's starting to roll out, but no promises on that front yet. That's just when I'd like to see it. Where could one find apartment keys in Old Town? In the future, which is to say, when you can start, you know, moving around town, which is one of those features that's been planned and been sort of like partially coded in forever. And just needs to happen there. So when that does happen, there will probably be some way to get apartment keys in Old Town. But they do not exist quite yet. Do you have any plans or hints for upcoming side quests in Old Town? I mean, there's little bits of them here and there already. But I'm open to adding bunches of them. Really, as many as I feel inspired to add, I guess. Obviously, there's sort of like some side quest-ish content there already, like the second floor of the construction site, stuff like that. But I guess, what is it called again? Misty Offices, is that right? Anyway, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's kicking around there. I'd like to add a bunch of, you know, little side things for skills and whatnot. I just don't want to add those until we're done with the Survivors contest. Is there any garbage to pick up with the garbage sticker in Old Town? Not at the moment. I should probably resolve that, though. There doesn't seem to be an introduction message when you first arrive in Old Town like there was for other areas. Is that something you're planning to add? Yeah, I should go ahead and add that. I will need to get art to add it, however, which loops back into some of the other stuff I was talking about. Other questions. Are there any cybernetic legs that help with swimming, or can we jury-rig some flippers plus legs? I don't believe there are swimming legs at this point. But obviously it's something that I wouldn't be super surprised to find in the future. I've tried using the PEP program with Neuralink in place of PEP in Your Step for purposes of unlocking the buried lab, but it did not seem to work. Are there any other PEP in Your Step analogs out there? I believe that there are a few other buffs that do that. Yeah. Yeah, there are actually a handful of other effects which function as pep in your step for those purposes. The pep program would also make sense, though. Let's see. Nice coffee update. Is there any way to steal the coffee pot from the computer lab, too? Davis would be devastated. Yeah, there is not a way to currently steal that coffee pot. You know, I can deal with, you know, murdering innocents and cannibalism. A lot of cannibalism. But stealing a man's coffee pot, that's slow. Stealing an addict's coffee pot, I should really say there. Oh, and I just realized it's the first podcast since Halloween. Halloween questions! How did it go from your perspective? It was... I ended up putting a lot more stuff into it than I was expecting originally, but, I sort of started small and grew up from there, which worked out pretty well. Applied sort of some of the same techniques I used to get, Old Town out. I think it ended up being pretty cool. Got a lot of stuff out there, and some interesting decisions were made. Did the Records Halloween IDs have any use, or would they have had a use if more guards were around? I mean, yes and yes. I mean, they... let you into the Halloween part of the facility, even if you didn't have other ID. Which is... I'm not sure if anyone actually needed them for that, but if you hadn't gotten that far in the Old Town quest, you could still access the facility, which... is basically why they were there. But yeah, there are also some encounter level effects, and if there had been more guards, there would have been more, you know, effects that were... more encounters that it would have had effects on. Will we run into Alice, Christina, Daniel, or Robert at any point? Can we find the crypt in the memos from the crypt? Not at present. I mean, it is obviously, you know, fiction, but you know how fiction can be a little weird in Metroplex. Some questions from Cryptodynamic. Since the decompiler has been removed from the Golden Ship and hasn't been usable on most Novus code anyway, is it safe to say that decompiling is no longer really a thing going forward? I think that's fair to say. I think there's still the core of a good idea there, so I might go back and revisit it at some point, but for the time being, I'm not planning on having it do anything. On a related note, do you think we'll be seeing any new code that can be broken down by hand scripting, and perhaps that we can learn to reconstruct from code snippets? Yeah, I would. That's what I would expect to see more of going forward. Obviously, there wasn't anything really new in that front in Old Town, but there may be... there's always the opportunity of new areas that have new hacking, and can break down from there. Since snowman time is fast approaching, any chance of a hint on uncovering snow snakes? Maybe saying if it's related to something tracked by leaderboards? It's partially leaderboard tracked, so watching the leaderboards closely enough should at least give you a nod in the right direction. This might have been better asked in August, but the end of the year seems a good time for reflection as well. Where do you see Metroplex in a few years when it comes up on its 10th anniversary? Well, I would really like to be done. Not in the sense that I would like to not be working on Metroplex D anymore, but that I would like to have the main quest line completed. There's basically we're, I guess, technically over halfway now. But yeah, there's downtown next, and then sort of a well, that is special Midgard facility that I won't talk about too much yet, and then sort of the climactic, you know, area. So not quite at the home stretch. I would say probably downtown is like you sort of have like south side and the docks are like Clips is pretty freaky, and like this is what's going on, and then you have, you know, university and Slags and university and Slags, and those are sort of, you know, collectively, you know, getting the survivors together, and then of course the survivors quest, Old Town, and downtown are really like digging with the survivors, and then the last chunk is really like not necessarily what it's all about. I mean, even there's not necessarily anyone that you can, you know, punch hard enough for the true secrets of Eclipse and what's going on and what's been going on to Fallout, but a lot of sort of how it applies to the world and what needs to be done, at least on a personal level, if nothing else, gets carried up in the last those last two quests. So, I mean, I would like to see that arc done in the actual final reset mechanic. So yeah, that would be the big thing. There are some other mechanics that'll go in along the way to make those quests tick. Yeah, that's the big thing. But I think that even then, I would still very likely be adding, you know, stuff to the game. We'll see how much when I get there. But one of the things I've been wanting to do for a long time is, you know, alternate paths through the game, where, you know, if you join the Fangs and go through, like, the entire quest of that, or, like, killing absolutely everyone, or what have you, and those can be major projects after that, so. Also, a question brought up in chat by Arcane. Do you think we'll be seeing any customers for Dr. Thomas in Old Town? Old Town isn't really the scene for that. I sort of add people to Dr. Thomas's, you know, quest as they're appropriate, and Old Town really isn't, in the sense that, I mean, there are a couple people you can talk to, like Andrea, who have sort of their own reasons for wanting to dabble into Eclipse, but most of them, you know, are trying to escape. Most of the people who take Eclipse are trying to, you know, escape their lives, or are just sort of the party crowd, if you will. And Old Town is not a bad community in the sense that, like, Southside is. So you don't get a lot of people just taking anything you put in their hands to drown out or distract them from their problems for a couple of minutes. But you also don't have, like, the artistic community that campus has that really works out. You can also see that to a large extent by... there is a little bit of gang activity that you haven't run into, but they're not really... well, I shouldn't say that you haven't run into them exactly. That hasn't been expounded upon. But the... sorry, just remember there is something else I needed art for. But the... yeah, so you haven't really... You've seen some things that you probably... that there's no reason for you to expect are gang activity. That are gang activity. Or part of a larger criminal enterprise. But it's not the, the Eclipse-y sort. That said, when... If I add an NPC in there that might be interested in grabbing some Eclipse, that'll certainly come up. But... It's more of a, more of a abusing prescription drugs sort of neighborhood, or just like, you know, being horribly addicted to caffeine, like you do. Some questions from Plus Four. Succinct mode on. Halloween event. Fun. Kinect. Cool. You found one. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the Halloween event. I'm glad that you think that I'm cool. And you're welcome. Trust Worker. Only I fought him? Is he really gone from the game? If so, that's sad. I'm registering my official grumble. It's possible you're the only one who fought him? I mean, the... Halloween is, I guess, part of the magic of Halloween, as it were, is that there's quite a bit of stuff that people don't end up seeing. For example, the spiked demon, I believe it's called, which I'm going to... I should check the wiki real quick and make sure that you guys actually fought it. One moment here. Yeah, okay, great. Like, that... That guy has been... he got another coat of paint, but that guy has been in the game in various forms several times already. And just the circumstances were never right to actually... for anyone to actually fight him. So, that's, so if even one person got to fight him, that's better than we often get, for Halloween stuff. The Vault Door, brute force option, please. That's not really how that works. Well, I guess there is sort of one. Not sure if it's listed here. Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing it on the wiki. There is... If by brute force you mean blowing the door open, in that choice encounter, it's not there because you're just not going to be able to do it. That's just... on the list of things that you have the power to do, that is not on them. That said, there... are some brute ways to get through that door. So, yeah, there's actually a lot of ways to punch through there. Which isn't to say that it's easy. Like, If you want an easier way to get through the door, you're probably out of luck. If you want there to be a way to just kill fucking everyone, you might be able to do that. Let me double check here real quick and make sure that. Actually, I might be lying. I may have removed that option. Okay. Yeah, no, that is the current. Oh, okay, I think I have found it. Sorry, one of the dangers of having a game this large is that sometimes I forget where I put things. But yes, I am in fact a clever Kinnack. Okay, yes, I'm not an idiot. There is, in fact, a brute force way. Great. Doing some reading in the soothing stacks. Understand is stressed in the text. Any other possible outcome here other than getting perception XP? Not specifically off that choice, but if you, know what you're looking for in some of the other options, you can get some interesting results. And random, please give us one vague hint about something we don't know. Let's see, I was looking at the the wiki page for undiscovered items before, or leaked items, maybe it's supposed to be. Yeah, there we go. And the unreal drip is in fact available in game. Although, as with many other things that are undiscovered being found from the wrong direction, actually finding it the right way, it may not help finding you the right way. There's a it's pretty deep down a rabbit hole. The hole itself has not been found yet, or maybe the directions to the hole, or like the forest, and then the directions, and then the hole. Yeah, anyway, moral of the story. There's a lot of... that is, in fact, available in-game, was the moral of that story. So I guess that counts as a hint. Meta, when posting a question, said, please ask something like, the podcast is coming around X date, you have Z days to come up with questions, if this applies. Don't generally have a great idea of that. A lot of times, I mean, it just comes down to when I have time to do it, and the thread looks thread-like, looks of roughly appropriate length for me to answer questions. So I can try that. I actually did have, there might be another batch of questions here if I've done that, so point is taken, and I will think about that in the future, but I don't honestly always have the best idea of when I'll be able to podcast. It just depends a lot on my throat and my schedule and all of that happy stuff. Some questions from Goldass. What is furniture number 18? Is it obtainable right now? Is it currently stuck in limbo like the coffee pot was? Furniture 18. Furniture 18 is tied to some Halloween content. So... if it's not available now, it won't mysteriously become available. I think it is available now. Like, I think it might just not be it may not be listed in the wiki for whatever reason, but if I'm confused, then it is in the special Halloween limbo. Have we found all of the coffee-related content so far? There's a lot of little hooks because of all of the places that, you know, coffee grounds would have gone in the game. If the... if they had been, you know, implemented way back in the day. I think... I think you've got all the big stuff, though. It might just be like, oh, hey, these guys also drop this, and, oh, weird, you can get a shipment of that, and that sort of thing. There is not, to the best of my knowledge, secret, you know, Kapaluok coffee secreted in the bowels of the game. Which, pun not intended there. Keep navigating away from the thread, sorry about that. Okay, so I'm going to real quick touch on a question I got from Arcane in... a message, the one that I was mentioning, that we may have some more questions. He was asking me what my thoughts are on the game Undertale, which, if you are not familiar with it yet, you probably don't watch a lot of Let's Players on YouTube, and because that it seems to be like the huge Let's Play thing for a while, and I've watched some of it. It's a turn-based RPG-ish thing. Has some similarities to Metroplexity in that you can get through the game without killing anyone, or with just absolutely fucking slaughtering people. And there is a deep, I guess, there is a reset mechanic that is baked pretty hard into the game. Like, more than the beta reset that we have now. I guess shouldn't really call it beta resetting, but more than the sort of truncated reset we have now. And I'm not 100% sure on its story implications, but maybe less than the completed version once we finish, you know, all the other quests. Definitely something that there's some interesting compare and contrast there. Like I said, I've watched, I mean, probably several hours of it. Won't call myself an expert or anything. What I will say is that the, like, sort of dodging mechanic that they have is pretty neat. Every round of combat, you have to sort of, you basically just, you have, like, a control of your heart in a small square and are trying to dodge the enemy's attacks, and which in and of itself is fine or whatever, but they also have some layers on it, like, oh, if you can grab, like, the green thing, that'll give you a different effect, or, like, certain things won't hurt you if you're not moving, other things will hurt you if you are moving, and the options you're choosing might affect the attacks that are being used against you. So it's actually, that's a fairly deep mechanic. And the conversation mechanic for getting things to leave you alone without killing them is also integrated into that pretty deeply. Like, you basically, you choose a conversation option, they will, and then they get around, basically, and you have to dodge their attack. I like a lot of that, actually. Like, the actual dodging part of that. I don't actually really like the conversation part very much, which links into my main complaint, and the reason that I haven't actually played the game myself, is that the tone of the game just does not do it for me. And, like, it's funny in parts. It's a very lighthearted game overall. Ish. Yeah, sure. Like I said, it's funny in parts, but it doesn't consistently hit that note for me. It isn't just, like, you know, lulls all the way down. Like something like Kingdom of Loathing. Like, Kingdom of Loathing is not, like, a, you know, grimdark, serious game. But it's a lot of fun. And it is very funny. This is less funny to me. Obviously, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, you know, my sense of humor is the only sense of humor, etc., etc. So if you think it's funny, by all means. But yeah, it's, and there's sort of a, yeah, there's just a lot of the sort of lightheartedness and humor sort of falls flat for me. And they were already walking this very fine line, as far as that goes, where they have a, where you're making all of these, like, ethical choices. Like I said, you can, you know, kill people, kill everybody, not kill everybody, or do a mix. And, like, your actions do have consequences, which is great. But I feel like for that to work, you need to have a tone that is either consistent or reflects the choices that are being made. And I don't feel like the tone carries that for me. So it's because doesn't really hit and is kind of weird but not funny sometimes and is tries too hard other times and is like tries to be spooky sometimes, doesn't quite manage that. It doesn't, the tone there is so central to that sort of experience that that not working is kind of a deal breaker for me. But there's a lot to be said as far as the mechanics of the game that are good. And I mentioned the dodging thing, and obviously the fact that you can choose at least to a limited degree what your paths are, and the fact that your choices in the previous playthroughs, at least on that sort of macro level, are reflected in your future playthroughs, which is cool. And is and that, like, it, just because of the story reasons behind resetting Metroplex, like, you won't see quite as much of that. But yeah, it's the sort of thing that if I had a setup to let's play it, I would consider doing that, but I still don't think I probably would, just because it's not quite to my tastes. Not actually 100%. Yeah, it is actually available for Macs. But yeah, a lot of people really love the game. Like, absurdly love the game. By all means, if you haven't tried it, give it a shot. It's very, I haven't mentioned the aesthetic, which definitely, some people will love and some people will hate. It's very, very pixel arty. That part doesn't bother me at all. But it might bug other people. I typically, this is going to sound really weird, for playing Metroplexity, but I typically don't play very heavy games. I run, Pathfinder, which is a pretty, intense mechanical game, tabletop RPG. But it wouldn't be my first choice to play. Because I just don't, I'm not going to say I don't care exactly, but I need the mechanical aspects of the game to flow quite heavily from the story aspects for it to work, and if the sort of story and setting can't support those aspects, I'm not really super interested. You do see that a little bit with Pathfinder. They have books that'll be like, where you'll get, like, feats and spells and stuff that are, like, from specific areas in the world, or specific races will have their own tricks and stuff, which is a little bit of that, but I'm more thinking stuff like, I mean, there's a lot of things in Metroplex that you can pick up, sort of, just, you know, because, I mean, like, you need a police baton, you kill a security guard and you get a baton, what have you. But things like skills and some degree techniques, certain, you know, special items, those are things that are really tied to your place in the story. And what, you know, you've done in the story. And so most of the games out there, I feel like the mechanics just don't do that. Like they, which is not a problem. There's just sort of like a top-down or bottom-up design. They have like, oh, we need these mechanics. And unless my tastes in general tend towards much simpler mechanics. Unless, you know, it's like, if you're going to have a really simple story, I need a really, you know, simple mechanics to go along with it. If you have this sort of grand story and the mechanics grow from it, fucking awesome. But so I don't end up actually playing a lot of, you know, like JRPGs, even like games that have some story and link back in, like a Legend of Zelda game might work out, because you get sort of, I mean, you aren't actually making interesting choices there. But at least, you know, sort of, you know, I got this boomerang fighting, you know, the baboon guy on the pillars and whatnot. Like, there's at least, like, there's something there. And stuff like, you know, God of War and whatever that share that same sort of ethos, assuming the story is interesting enough to carry the complexity of the mechanics. But going back, the thing that might seem a little weird is that most of the stuff that I actually play is very simple. Or the actual gameplay aspects are very minimal. If you go to the Metroplexity Games page now, there's a post down in the corner about where to find me on other social media, and my the YouTube stuff I do is basically entirely mobile games. Just because that's the sort of the level of investment I'm ready to put into a game that doesn't really bring the story into the mechanics. So you can have I guess that's the moral of the story there. Just, I don't feel like the actual mechanics of a game like Undertale, like, really grow out of the story. I mean, there's sort of the reset stuff, which might have something to do with the story. I haven't watched, like, the very last scene of it to know if there's actually, like, a way that loops back and makes any of that make sense. But there's a lot of fiddliness there that I just don't really care about. But maybe I'm just off on a tangent because I don't like the tone very much, and I'm trying to justify myself. Anyway, yeah, that's the thinking on Undertale. I think a lot of the same reasons that people like Metroplexity, they may also like Undertale. But there are other reasons that people may like Metroplexity that are not found there at all. So if you're interested in it, I would say There's about 100,000 Let's Players who did some Undertale coverage, so you can YouTube some folks up and decide if it's worth your $10. It's definitely, I mean, if you're gonna buy games, you could do a lot worse than a $10 indie game that'll support multiple playthroughs like that. All right. Well, anyway, that was our Arkham didn't actually. Arkham asked me in the message what I had done or thought with Undertale so far, so that he could ask a more directed question, and I got back to him, but he didn't have a chance to process that into questions before I actually started the podcast. So possibly at some other point in the future, there will be more conversation on that. So that is it for our questions and possible future questions today. I think the state of the game is strong, as it were. We've got a little bit of slowdown in the on the art side of things, which is causing some stuff to pile up. But that means that I'm, as you saw with the coffee stuff, going to try and loop back and touch on some things that have been languishing for a while. So depending on when I actually get that art, we might get some more updates, like the coffee stuff. We might get, the donation item out, and then the rewards for the Survivor's Quest, and the new contest, which, spoiler alert, is going to look a lot like the Survivor's Contest, but obviously extended to include the Old Town Quest. So, I think that wraps everything up. Thank you all very much for asking your questions and for listening, and if you have donated, obviously, for donating, it means a lot to me, even though I would like to get a new unearthly item out for you. And I will see you next time.